Can you guys hear me now? Okay. So yes, I also spent quite a number of years working in ports and also in relation to the automated terminals. And that's indeed absolutely right that until some while ago, 1 million was the named threshold. I was mentioning in the chat, based on my experience, this threshold is going down for mainly two reasons. First of all, when we speak about automated terminals, we should look a bit like we do when we speak about car automation. So it's not a one solution that fits all, but there are different levels. So in fact, full automation still today, based on my experience, remain only for terminals that are, I would say, still above the 1 million TEUs per year. But that said, there are different level of automations already readily available today. And during the presentation, during the panel, we have seen a number of solutions that are to be considered partial automation or semi-automation from, let me say, simple solution that automate the gate entrance, the container entrance from the land side rather than the water side, via OCRs, for instance, or via cameras, or moving containers from the water side to the yard and from the gate to the yard and vice versa via straddle carriers, AGV. So it pretty much depends on the strategic plans and the business plans, and also obviously the budgets of the different operators and what they want to achieve with automations. As I even mentioned during my speech, automation is not the per se target, but should be a tool to achieve improve operation. In fact, we also heard before that still today, the fully automated terminal in general struggles to achieve performances that are achieved by manual terminals with a very strong and well and stronger processes. So my answer is that even small terminals nowadays can start entering into the automation. And in fact, when we speak about documentation, paperless documentations or custom-related automated process, this is already a level of automation. That's why I'm saying full automation is still for few and for big, but semi-automation at different level is already available for many small and medium terminals out there. So I think what our friend from Australia meant today when he mentioned about 200,000 to 300,000 TEUs per year, he was probably mentioning about this kind of aspects. I hope this helped.